Chapter 30. After the dinner, during which Angel pissed Marjorie off by being clingy with both Ron and Celeste, Marjorie caught Ron in the kitchen and said, "This girl isn't for you." "Why do you think that?" "Didn't you learn from what happened to me?" she said flatly.
"I learned," said Ron. "I learned not to believe people's promises."
"Is that how you want me to go through life? Not trusting anyone?"
"I'm just saying that I know you better than anyone. And I'm telling you, you can do better than this."
"It isn't a contest, Mom."
"Don't pretend that you don't know what I'm talking about."
"I love her, and that's what matters to me. She loves me as well."
"She's desperate, and you're her way out."
"That's unfair."
"I might as well tell you then. I've invited Julie to come to George's birthday party."
Ron was stunned. He hadn't spoken to Julie in years. He didn't even know where she was. And he surely didn't know that his mother was in touch with her.
"That's great, Mom. I'm bringing Celeste. Julie is a nice girl who cares about you.
Just stop it, okay?"
"Sure. I'll just sit by and watch my only son ruin his life."
Ron went out the back door and found Celeste sitting with Angel in her arms. She looked nervous, and Angel looked sleepy. His mother followed him out the door, and Ron said,
"I think we are going to get going. Angel needs to have a bath, and she's getting sleepy."
"Do what you want," said Marjorie. "You will anyway."
George said, "It was nice to meet you, Celeste. I hope that I see you at my birthday party."
Marjorie looked at George like she wanted to spit on him.
Ron decided that a quick exit was in order. Celeste thanked Marjorie for having her and Angel to dinner.
"I'm sure we'll get to know each other sooner or later," said Marjorie.